Welcome to The Blank Canvas, a show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I am your host for this evening's show. And tonight we are talking about what's going on in the Bahamian art community outside of the NAGB and outside of, the current and those normal, like, places that are four walls built up, because there's a lot going on outside. There's a lot of artists doing creative things. Using improvisational arenas, but also things that like make it more accessible and more exciting. So tonight we're going to hear from Ashley Cooper, who's an artist, and from June Cully, another artist, who've both basically just decided to like go do their own thing and to support other artists while they're doing it. So June has been on the show before. Hey, June.
Hello.
Hi. And June has a gallery called 6260, which is down on East Bay Street, just past the tourist police. And June, tell us a little bit about how that's going, because we had you on the show when you first like thought about it and you were like planning it, but you've now had a few shows. Tell us how it's going.
Well, so far, so good. I really enjoy meeting the new artists. Everyone's really excited to be, you know, at least to show their work, which is also nice. I get to speak to them about their art, maybe do a little bit of critique, help them out. So, you know, I learn a little bit about myself in that whole process, and it's just a fun process. I really enjoy doing it. And, I think it's exciting for them as well that, okay, well, I could do all this work and this could lead up to having a real exhibit somewhere. And, it's really good to see how happy it makes them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you getting good feedback from, like, the community? Are people showing up? Are people buying work? Do you feel like you got more building to do? Like, how are you feeling just about, it's been really hard during the pandemic, and then like, what other tools have you used? Cause I've seen you like try to do like small events, you know, just to kind of, because we can only have like 10, 20 people at a time. Like, what are you doing to like kind of keep that moving?
Well, we have like little sip parties. They're just small, intimate. We had a lot of good reviews. People coming in talking about meeting the artists, which is also exciting. It's slow, but I we could deal with it. It's working out, and I'm just really excited how everything is going.
Well, I just wished one thing I didn't like about radio is that no one can see you, but I can just say your smile is like ear to ear when you're talking about your work. And I think that's really important too. And I know that like, I feel like that when I do my work and that I get like super excited about it, but it's really nice to see while you're talking about like opening a space in the middle of a pandemic, your face is like glowing as opposed to kind of like just stress monster. So that's and how are you finding like some of the artists? Is it their first time they've had like a proper professional show? Like what is it like for them? Like being like to be in the position, because before you were like, you were the artist and you were showing, let's say at the NAGB, or you were showing at Pop Up, or you were showing at The Current, and then you were kind of in that position, but now you're like the person telling them like how it is. How does that feel to like shift in that position? And how do you feel like the artists are taking to that, like to learning how to, you know, again, put on a professional show and all that stuff?
Well, you know, a lot of them, I realize, like they go in, they have no idea like what it takes to build a show from start to finish. You have to go through the work, and they had no idea. So that whole learning experience was like, they just had a moment like, oh my goodness, I didn't know I had to do all of this. And it's like, yes, you do. If you want to be taken serious, this is what you have to do. So,
give me an example, because I mean, I'm thinking maybe there's some artists out there, because I think, you know, this is also what happened. Like, it's why I love doing the show, because people would be like, so what do you do at the NAGB all day? Do you paint?
And I'm like,
NAGB, like, you know, we are, and I mean, we're laughing, but at the same time, like, why would you know? Like, I don't know what they do all day at a bank. You know, aside from count, like, I'm sure they have other things they do aside from count money.
Yeah.
But because I don't run a bank, I don't know like every operational structure. So what are some of the things that like artists are like, wow, I didn't know I had to do that? Like, what's the kind of number one wow thing?
Well, the marketing part.
Yeah.
We have to send out information. They don't understand why things have to look a certain way on the wall. Like, oh, how come everything have to be measured? And I'm like, yeah, you ever went in a gallery and see how pretty it looks? It's because we have to measure. We have to just go over it. We have to design it properly.
Like where you're supposed to hang things, like a certain height that you're supposed to hang things, because that's where the human eye naturally gravitates towards.
Yeah,
like you said, you don't want to overhang. You don't want to have too little space between paintings. You don't want to have too much space between paintings.
Right.
Like, there's an art to it.
And then I've also helped them with their artist statement and artist bio. So we've hired Juju Media to help with rewriting a lot of their statement and bio. And so, and I always tell them, I was like, I'm not very good with it, but I'm going to see if I can get a writer to do this properly. And then when you read it, it's like when you read it, your bio and your artist statement from a different point of view, you're just like, whoa. Okay, I get it now. Mm-hmm. So I'm just glad like everyone's like, you know, I start them trying to tell them, hey, you got to start high.
Yeah.
And just keep on going up. You can't just start this mediocre thing and, you know. So now we're just having fun.
Good. You know, it's important. I think my number one thing that I always tell artists is good documentation of your work.
Yep. Yes.
You know, good photographs. Like when you finish something, take a good picture of it. And a good picture doesn't mean like it's on the floor of your studio with the cat napping in front of it. It means, you know, in front of a white wall. If you can hang it on a white wall, all the better. If you can't, you know, throw a bed sheet over something on your kitchen table. Hang a bed sheet, hang it, throw another one, and just have a bland background that your artwork like really stands out. Like, don't send me something like on your kitchen table with your dinner in the corner or like auntie in the background.
And I've gotten those.
We all have. Again, like, we're not saying that to be mean. We're not saying that like we've all been there, right? We've all been there. Like the first time I tried to do something, I probably like sent things in back when I was 25 years old, and people were like, "Man, who this lady thinks she is?" But, like, we're here like to teach, right? And it's not shame anybody. It's just like if you want someone who is busy and is a professional and doesn't have a lot of time to like look at your work, it's got to be presented in a way that is easy for them.
Right.
That you want to type the caption. What's the title of the work? How big is it? Because sometimes artists will send stuff in and they don't tell you how big it is. And on a screen, it could be as big as my hand or it could be as big as a 3-story building. Like, you don't have a way to know scale. So you have to send the measurements, send the title, send the medium, like type up what the medium is. Is it watercolor? Is it oil? All those little things that sometimes when you're an artist, you're like just making the work. You're not really thinking about it.
Exactly. That's another thing. I also have to tell them about a little bit about customer service as well. You know, hey, you can't be too informal. You have to be a little bit formal when you're talking. And I told them, I was like, you don't know these people. I don't really know these people. So you have to be careful how you speak to them. And, you know, I think the artists are learning a lot, and I'm very happy they are. It makes me feel good. At least, you know, I'm doing something.
No, it's great. Listen, June, it's amazing what you're doing. And I think it's great. I mean, I'm kind of always wondered why they don't teach this stuff at like art school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because a lot of the artists that you're working with, some of them came out of UB, and I'm not here again to like throw shade at UB. I think UB does an amazing job, like with their art department. They've got great teachers there. And I feel like very often, like, when someone goes to school to learn about art, they're just thinking about the actual art making part. Like, maybe they can do everything really well. They could like do an oil painting, they can do a drawing, they could do a lithograph, but all this other stuff doesn't get caught, you know? And I think that, you know, so it, then people like you and I have to jump in and like fill that gap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's great that you're doing it. So basically, like, you've got a little open, you've got a little university going on there, June.
Yeah.
So what's up next for you? What's up next at 6260? What's the next show? What have you got up now? What are your hours? What's the next show? What's going on?
Let me see. Our next show is going to be Jalan Harris and Justin Moultrie. We're going to have another one by Preston Hanna. We're taking a short break in October, and we're going to have El Kino in December, and then we're going to take another short New Year's break. Also, we're going to start like a mini series. Well, I already started. The first series is just artists talking about their work, and those videos are going to be like 2-3 minutes long.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and these are just like, it's like get to know the artist. It's not painful to listen to, and so far
it's not like a boring art lecture.
No, it's not. Like the last one we did was with Ashley. Like, you could see all of her personality. So when I shoot the videos, I try to get the personalities and the jokes and everything.
Cool. Well, we're going to get to Ashley. We're all going to hear from Ashley very shortly. When is Jalan and Justin's show? When does that open?
That is going to be in August.
Okay.
Mid-August. We haven't really set a date yet.
Well, I'm going to have to get them on the blank canvas to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
really fun. You know that's gonna happen.
Yeah. I'm gonna talk to them this week about their show, and we're gonna set up the date and everything, and then I'll send you all the information.
Okay, fantastic. Good. So we're gonna go to a short break. We are here tonight on the Blank Canvas speaking with two amazing young women who are really like doing a lot. They're both artists in their own right. And actually, I didn't even ask June about what she's doing with her own practice. So June, we're going to talk about that as well. But also, they are really like using platforms to promote other artists, to share their knowledge with other artists, to like really like push the whole Bahamian art scene kind of forward. And I think it's great because a lot of people, I see a lot of galleries opening now. So I've opened a commercial gallery. Natasha Vasquez has opened a gallery. The Current's got a gallery. June's got a gallery. And sometimes people are like, oh my God, it's too many galleries. And I'm like, no, man.
No. Come back for sure.
Yeah. I've lived in cities with people and live in New Providence, and they've had 20, 30 galleries. So there's enough room for everybody because all these artists need platforms, and they need different kinds of platforms, because not every space can be the NAGB. Like, so many artists used to come and be like, oh, Amanda, when am I going to get a show at the NAGB? It's like, listen, the NAGB is there for when you've been doing what you've been doing for 20 years, then you get a show at the NAGB. But you have to have other spaces to do that work in first, and that's what we've been missing in the Bahamas, is like a different sizes, different areas, different, like, there has to be an ecosystem, right? The NAGB is the shark. And if there's only sharks, if there's only one shark in the ocean, nothing is going to survive. You need all the different levels. You need the reef, you need the crustaceans, you need the fish. And they all have to exist together, right? And I feel like that's what's happening now, is there's all these different kinds of art spaces opening up, and we're actually finally beginning to have actually an ecosystem, which is super, super exciting. And these two young women, so June Colley, who we heard from, and we're about to hear from Ashley Cooper, are out there doing it. So we're going to come back and we're going to hear from Ashley after the break. You're listening to NAGB's Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm your host for tonight, and we're going to be right back after this break.